Today, we'd like to see the title of Supreme Love in Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 35. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 24, "For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper." What does Jesus imply? Question two, in verse 27, "And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." What does it mean? Last question three, in verse 34, "Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned?" Could you, as Christians, explain the function of salt? In the last time, Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, "But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Today, the basic phrase is, "Blessed is he who shall eat the bread in the kingdom of God." Angel said to John Apostle in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9, "Then angel said to John Apostle, write, blessed are those who are called or are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And angel said to John, "These are the true sayings of God." In Mark chapter 8, verse 34, "When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desired to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Disciple means a follower, and Jesus' disciple is a follower of Jesus. Verse 15, "Now when one of those who sat at the table, a guest or invited, heard Jesus' message," in the last time, Luke chapter 14, verse 13, 14, "so you may invite those who are not able to repay on the earth, then in heaven, God will repay to you." He said to him, the guest said to Jesus, "Blessed is he who shall eat the bread in the kingdom of God." So bread is Jesus himself. That is his word and his spirit. Kingdom of God is wherever God rules. John chapter 6, verse 51, Jesus said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, "But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." So basically, blessed he who shall eat the bread in the kingdom of God, which meaning who shall live with bread is Jesus Christ himself. That is, he is blessed. That life live where the God controls. That is called as the kingdom of God. Then verse 16, "Then Jesus said to him," Jesus said to the guest, "a certain man," so the guest saw a glory of the kingdom of God, "a certain man gave a great," Jesus said a parable to the guest, a certain man, a type of God here, "gave a great supper and invited many." God invited many people through his servant Jesus, supper invited many. Then verse 17, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those door. His servant, a type of Jesus, at supper time, sent Jesus in the New Testament time, says to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Gospel for salvation is ready, and eat it or accept it in the form of faith. But they all, with one accord, verse 18 to 20, they made a lot of earthly excuses, might be reasonable or unreasonable. They all, with one accord or one consent, began to make excuses. The first one said to him, his servant, I have bought a piece of ground. So, purchased over a piece of the land. So, because of business transaction, so I am not able to go there. I ask you to have me excused. So, next one, and another said, second one, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, purchase of 5 oxen, business transaction too. I am going to test them whether or not the ox is healthy or not. So test them. I ask you to have me excused. Last one, verse 20, still another said, I have married a wife. For my wife's sake, I cannot come. I cannot go there. So here, two things are shown. The cost of discipleship to follow Jesus, you may face lots of such business transaction benefit, or material, or power, or self-glory, or even life. Number two, the love for God is supreme, paramount, foremost, or first, over any others, such as family members, or possession, or yourself. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Jesus said, he who loves a father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves a son or a daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So the lover for God is supreme. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, 42, the first greatest commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, or the supreme commandment, and the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Luke chapter 9, verse 57 up to 62 said, now it happened as they journeyed on the road, the servant said to Jesus, Lord, I will follow you. I want to become your disciple. Wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have a nest, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So basically, he really doesn't understand what Jesus' disciple is. Then Jesus said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead, suppose the dead people, bury their own dead father. But you go and preach the kingdom of God. So God's matter is supreme rather than human matter or earthly matter. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is a fit for the kingdom of God, not worthy for the kingdom of God. So here basically talking about that the supreme love for God over anything else, any others, even yourself. Verse 21. So that the servant came and reported this thing to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind, those who look unlike guests. That implies Gentiles, I implied before, Pharisees or Jews here. Then, and the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. There is no discrimination at all. So whoever is created in the image of God. Then 24, question 1. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. What does it mean? So here, none of those who were invited but made excuses shall taste my supper, shall not experience my supper feast. The gospel, that means the gospel was first given to the Jews who made their excuses for not accepting Jesus, Messiah. Then the gospel was presented to the Gentiles, like us. In the natural olive tree, the natural branches were cut off, and then the wild branches are grafted in the natural olive tree. So we Gentiles are being a part of the body of Christ, invited to the glorious feast. Romans chapter 11, verse 17, disciples said, if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, you meaning Romans, the Gentile Christians, being wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them become a partake of the root and fatness of the natural olive tree. So we receive all blessing from the natural olive tree. We originally wild olive tree, but cut off wild olive branches, put into natural olive tree. But sadly, the first invitee, the natural olive branches were cut off because of their unbelief of Jesus Christ, or Jesus as the Messiah. Now a great multitude went with him, and he turned and said to them, so many people followed Jesus. So Jesus said to them, if anyone comes to me, does not hate his father and mother, wife and children. So if anyone comes to me means to become my disciple, so does not hate this meaning, does love his family members more than me, cannot be my disciple. So this is not really emphasized hate, rather than is if you love more than me, that's a problem. So the love of God is supreme over the love over family members, even yourself. Verse 27, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me. When a Roman ruler sentenced a felon to his execution site, he must carry his own cross to the site. Likewise, when God commands a calling or God's will for you, you must carry his calling, his will, and follow his direction or follow him, the example. There's Luke chapter 9, verse 23. So cross represents full submission required. So Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, to become my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Take God's God's will or God's calling daily and follow me. So follow his instruction or follow him as the example. That is a full submission required. Matthew chapter 26, 39, Jesus gave an example. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, in Gethsemane prayer, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, simply meaning avoid this crucifixion. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So that is a full submission required. Verse 28, for which of you intending to build a tower? A tower in summer season, the Israel people built a tower in an orchard field to stay there and or to watch somebody to steal fruits. That's why tower. So does not sit down first to count the cost. So before building the tower, how much cost to be spent is estimated, showing the cost of discipleship or the sacrifice of discipleship. To be a disciple does not guarantee a cost-free life or sacrifice-free life. However, Christ lived in us, the Spirit of Christ dwells in us, so therefore, disciple confess the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. We are hard-pressured, or we are troubled on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. So because of the Lord is protecting us, whether he had enough to finish, so enough money to finish it, lest after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him or ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 soldiers to meet him who comes against him with 20,000 soldiers? So is it able to fight with 1,000 men against 2,000 men? So 20,000 soldiers, okay, fight, is able to fight with 10,000 men against 20,000 men. Or else, while the other is still a great way off in right time before the expiration of time, he sends a delegation and asks the conditions of a peace, like a peace treaty, after giving up or forsaking his plan to fight with the 10,000 against 20,000. Verse 33, so likewise Jesus gave a parable, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. You must love Jesus more than your possession. Deny yourself all. Bear God's calling for you daily and follow his direction for him. Verse 34, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor or savor or taste or tang or seasoning, how shall it be seasoned? For example, boiled egg without salt is flat, insipid, or tasteless. Job chapter 6 verse 6, can flavorless food be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, and if the salt loses its flavor or taste or tang, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. We, as Christians, should be, number one, a flavor influence into the world, such as joy. The boring life, we give a joyful life, like the exhortation, humor given to the people, such as joyful life or peace. The world is a violent peace or love. We are showing love, even enemy. Love or righteousness. So that is like number two. Like is a preservative, salt's preservative to kill surface bacteria of a food. So number two, we should be a preservative influence into the world to keep it from rotting, from illegality, from impurity. Like number three, like it's a thirst of a salty food. Be a thirsty influence into the world to be thirsty of Jesus, the living bread. So we contribute to people, non-Christian, to be thirsty of Jesus himself, the living bread. And so therefore three functions. So let's see each question and answer briefly. Question one in verse 24. For I say to you that none of those men who are invited shall taste my supper. What does Jesus imply? Because Jesus was invited by a Pharisee, so all guests is the Pharisees and the Jewish people. So which means the Jewish people first were invited by through the gospel, but they made a lot of excuses to deny, accept the gospel. So they did not believe Jesus as the Messiah. That's why the gospel given to, like the lame or handicapped, you know, looks like, you know, unlike a guest, like a Gentile. That kind of things imply. Also, disciple mentioned a wild olive tree is a Gentile, but the natural olive tree is Jews. But they cut off because of their unbelief. Question two in verse 27. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. What does it mean? His cross is basically full submission to God, God's will, God's calling, particularly you, such as a mother, sister, or a church deacon, you know, whatever, you know, career or engineer, you know, something like that. So you pull submission to God's calling, then come after me. So come after Jesus, the example of your life. So to follow Jesus' direction. So if you do not so, you cannot be his disciple, or you cannot be the follower of Jesus. Question 3 in verse 34. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Could you, as a Christian, explain the function of the salt? Number one, flavor function. We should flavor influence into the world, so such as joy, peace, or righteousness, or love, you know, that kind of influence into the world. World meaning non-Christians, the people. Number two, preservative, like is to kill surface bacteria kind of function, so we should care the world from, you know, rotting or illegality, you know, lot of it, the ugly thing, you know, kind thing, you know, purity, you know, that kind of sense. The last one, thirsty over the salty pool, so therefore we contribute to the people to be thirsty over bread, the living bread, you know, Jesus himself. Okay, let's sing song, you know, all together, the bulletin, the last one. Page 36.